I thank the High Representative for her remarks. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, following the heartening and inspiring words and the appeal of Ms. Izumi Nakametsu, please allow me to add a few personal remarks. It is an honor, but also a high responsibility to chair this meeting, which aims at making progress in the promotion of safety and security while respecting international humanitarian law. And I wholeheartedly thank you all for your trust and confidence. The annual meetings of the high contracting parties to the CCW alongside the review conferences have provided and are providing an invaluable opportunity to reaffirm the convention's key role in the global international humanitarian law architecture. Over the past 44 years, its dynamic and flexible nature has allowed it to be a booster of continuous codification and progressive development of the rules and norms of international humanitarian law by placing concrete limits on the means and methods of warfare through the prohibition and regulation of specific weapon systems in a manner that balances military necessity and humanitarian considerations. For decades, the annual meetings of the high contracting parties have been a platform where high contracting parties and other stakeholders have been exchanging views and opinions on general topics related to the overall scope of the convention and have been seeking to improve the implementation of the convention with its protocols, to provide guidance to the implementation mechanisms, and to take necessary decisions for the effective and efficient intersessional work. These meetings are also a venue where implications of certain conventional weapons are considered, which are not yet subject to specific protocols or are not sufficiently covered by the work of other forums in the intersessional period. On a more personal note, I still keep my vivid memories from my previous chairmanship of the amended Protocol 2 conference in 2022. We then lived in a worsening global security situation. Regrettably, today things do not look to be getting any better, I am afraid. We are witnessing rising tensions and mistrust, escalating conflicts and full-fledged wars. All this calls on us to make proof of our sense of responsibility, of our wisdom and goodwill, and join our efforts so that we can go back to the Convention's original constructive spirit that should prevail within this meeting. We now turn to the adoption of the agenda for our meeting. As you may recall, the provisional agenda for the 2024 meeting of the High Contracting Parties was recommended by the 2023 meeting of the High Contracting Parties and has been issued as document CCW/MSP/2024/1 dated 5th of September 2024. May I now invite the meeting to adopt its agenda as contained in this document. It is so decided. Thank you. The agenda is adopted. Let us now turn to other agenda items regarding the organization of the work of our meeting today and the days that will follow. Let me start by the nomination of the Secretary General of this meeting of High Contracting Parties. Let me remind you that the Secretary General of the meeting has to be appointed to act in that capacity in all meetings and direct the staff required by the meeting of the High Contracting Parties and its subsidiary organs. I understand that the Russian Federation has requested the floor. May I ask whether it is on a procedural issue or a point of order? Russian Federation, you have the floor.